You're listening to Business English Pop, the Business English podcast for professionals on the move. Welcome back to Business English Pod. Today is the first in a two-part series on using vague language.
So, Clayton, tell us what vague means.
Good question. Vague means not clearly defined. So, for example, when I ask you what time it is, and you say, about 7 or so, you are being vague.
Okay, I think I get that. Do you have any more examples?
Sure. Let's listen to some more vague statements.
I know a thing or two about making a sale.
To be honest, I'm kind of tired.
Do you know what's his name in the production division? The guy with the big glasses?
I'm not really sure, but I think it's a kind of handheld computer or something.
Did you catch all that?
I think so.
So, what do all these statements have in common? They're all vague or not clearly defined.
Tell me, why would somebody want to be vague?
There are a lot of reasons to be vague. Sometimes you need to be vague because you don't know some information or because the information is not important. And sometimes vague language is just more polite.
For example, when talking about a lady's age?
Yes, that might be an example. Also, vague language is often strategic.
Strategic? As in a game or war?
Right. And in communication, a strategy helps you achieve your goals. The adjective is strategic. So in the next two episodes, we'll be talking about the strategic use of vague language.
Okay.
Two situations we'll be looking at today are making polite excuses and being modest about your ability. Being modest means not bragging. That is, not talking about how good you are at something.
But wait a second. Sometimes it's important to brag about how good you are. For example, in many types of job interview.
Well, that's true. But in these two episodes, we'll be looking at how to speak in a vague way. Different situations require different styles. You'll have to use your knowledge of the culture, the people, and the situation that you're dealing with to decide which style is most appropriate. Our goal is to give you the communication tools you'll need to succeed in different environments. In future episodes, we'll also be looking at other styles of speaking.
All right. So how can being vague help you to make an excuse or be modest?
Well, let's listen to the dialogue to find out. You'll be listening to Jen and Mike, two employees at Nexus Communications. Jen is inviting Mike to a party.
All right.
As you listen, try to answer the following questions. The answers will be posted in a few days on our website. First, what do you think Jen means by ulterior motive? And second, is Mike a computer expert?
Hey, what are you doing after work? Want to meet up for a coffee?
Actually, I'm sort of busy for the next few days or so.
Well, how about the weekend? I'm having a party on Saturday.
Really?
Yeah, you should come over. You don't get out enough.
Well, it's tempting.
But I should warn you, I have an ulterior motive. You're an expert on computers, aren't you?
Yeah, I guess I know a thing or two about computers.
I've been having serious problems with viruses and stuff like that. My browser has been hijacked. I think I have tons of those spy whatchamacallits?
Spy bots. No worries. Should be a piece of cake. I can fix you up in no time.
So you're coming over? Great. It's going to be a blast.
Wait a sec. I'm not coming if what's-her-name is going to be there. From accounts?
Oh, you mean Tracy. What's wrong with her?
It's hard to say. I just think she's sort of annoying, that's all.
That's right. You two kind of had a thing, didn't you?
I suppose you could call it that.
Don't worry about it. You don't have to talk to her if you don't want to. Besides, you'll be busy fixing my computer.
Yeah, I guess so. So when should I show up?
Oh, I'd say anytime after about 4-ish.
Do I need to bring anything?
Nothing but your antivirus software. Just kidding. Actually, a salad or something like that would be nice.
Great. so I'll see you around 4.
It's hard to say, but it sounds like Jen might be interested in more than just Mike's antivirus software, don't you think? Anyway, the two of them use a lot of great vague language. So let's carefully go through what they said and study it in detail. How does the dialogue begin?
Hey, what are you doing after work? Want to meet up for a coffee?
Actually, I'm sort of busy for the next few days or so.
The next few days or so is a vague statement. Or so means approximately. Why is Mike being vague here? By not telling Jen exactly how long he's busy for, Mike keeps the right to politely refuse more invitations. Also, notice the use of sort of. Mike says he's sort of busy. Sort of, or kind of, are often used before an adjective to tone it down or reduce its strength. For example, you can say,
I'm sort of tired.
He's kind of good looking.
In oral English, sort of and kind of even modify verbs. So you could say,
I kind of work hard.
I sort of like dancing.
Since I'm sort of busy is not a direct refusal, it may sound more polite to Jen. Sort of and kind of are often used this way. They often sound more polite, and they also give you more flexibility in how to act. You have room to change your mind or negotiate. Using vagueness to create flexibility is an important strategic use of vague language. Listen to a couple more examples.
How about a game of chess?
To tell you the truth, I'm sort of tired. Maybe we could do it some other time.
Are you sure? How about we just start the game today?
That would be fine.
Want another beer?
Well, I've sort of had enough already. Why don't we have a cup of coffee?
Can you help me write this report tonight?
Actually, I kind of have to get home early today to help my daughter with her homework. Are you sure no one else can do it?
When Mike says he's too busy for the next few days, what happens next? Let's listen again.
Well, how about the weekend? I'm having a party on Saturday.
Really?
Yeah, you should come over. You don't get out enough.
Well, it's tempting.
By you don't get out enough, Jen means you don't get out of the house enough. She thinks Mike needs a more active social life. What does Mike mean by it's tempting? Tempting means very attractive in a way that creates hope or desire. For example, a chocolate cake is tempting. So Mike is seriously considering accepting Jen's invitation. What happens next?
But I should warn you, I have an ulterior motive. You're an expert on computers, aren't you?
What does Jen mean by ulterior motive? Ulterior literally means outside, and motive means reason. So Jen has kind of an outside or extra reason for inviting Mike to the party. Usually, an ulterior motive is a selfish reason that you try to keep hidden from someone. By joking about it, Jen probably wants to avoid Mike's feeling his computer skills are the only reason she's inviting him. When Jen asks Mike if he's an expert on computers, how does he respond?
Yeah, I guess I know a thing or two about computers.
In many cultures and situations, it seems arrogant and inappropriate to brag. That is, to talk about how good you are at something. So, if someone asks you if you're good at something, to be modest, you can say, well, I guess I know a thing or two about it. Also, by being vague about his ability, Mike stays flexible. Depending on what Jen's problem is, he can politely refuse to help. What else can you say to be modest about your abilities? Listen to more examples.
I'm pretty good at judging people's characters.
I know something about marketing.
I might be able to fix a computer if I had to.
Well, yes. I suppose I know a thing or two about balancing a budget.
Now, before we finish today's show, let's practice what you've learned. Imagine that you're talking to your friend Jen, who is not very good with computers. She's going to ask you if you're a computer expert. Reply by using vague language to be modest about your ability. Then, she will invite you over to her house. Give an excuse with sort of or kind of. For example, I'm feeling kind of tired, and suggest another time. Are you ready?
My computer's broken again. I heard that you were a real computer expert. Great. You don't think you could come over and help me fix mine, do you?
How did you do? Let's listen to an example answer.
My computer's broken again. I heard that you were a real computer expert.
Well, I guess I know a thing or two about computers.
Great. You don't think you could come over and help me fix mine, do you?
Actually, I'm sort of tired today. How about sometime on the weekend?
To practice fluency, rewind and practice the dialogue again. Try substituting other words and phrases. Okay, so that's just about all we have time for today. We'll be continuing the debrief for Jen and Mike's dialogue in a few days' time during the second part of our series. Today you've practiced the strategic use of vague language to give polite excuses and to be modest about your ability. We've seen how using vague language also helps give you more flexibility, more room to act in different ways. Next time, you'll work on using vague language to avoid socially inappropriate topics. You'll practice using placeholders such as whatchamacallit and what's her name, and list completers such as and stuff like that, and or something. Also, you'll learn what Mike means by it's a piece of cake, and Jen by it's going to be a blast. So be well and take care. See you again soon.
Want to get more out of Business English Pod? Then go to www.businessenglishpod.com and sign up as a premium member. Premium members can access detailed study notes and the new phrase cast to practice all the useful language we featured today.